never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, America. Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. We're broadcasting live from Clark Studios, right here from Rochester, New York. Well, guys, we finally had a win yesterday amongst all the chaos, amongst all the tyranny, amongst all the government overreach. New York State, one of the most liberal states in the country, besides California, has finally had a small win. We're going to get into it today, but medical professionals, healthcare workers are celebrating, even if it's just for a few minutes, are celebrating a massive win here in New York State. A federal judge temporarily halts healthcare worker vaccine mandates in New York State. We'll see what's happened. We'll see what happens next. I'm not saying we're out of the clear, but you know, it's just great to finally have a little bit of victory after we have been beaten up so badly here in New York State. We're also going to get into AOC and the ridiculous stunt that she pulled just last weekend at the Met Gala ceremony. And we're going to discuss the situation between Donald Trump and General Milley. So we have a lot to cover here today on the show. Thank you guys so much for joining me. We go live every single morning, 10 a.m., Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. We stream live, and we also post the replays to both our website and a host of several podcast platforms, including Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Google, and Apple Podcasts, and many more. So let's get into the show where we celebrate a win. I'm going to call this a win. I mean, guys, listen, we have been fighting so hard. And by we, I mean the activists out there, the healthcare professionals, the doctors, the nurses. They've all been fighting very hard against probably one of the most tyrannical moves that we've seen in a very long time here in New York State. For those of you who don't know or don't live in New York State, we are under attack with the vaccine mandate. Most Democratic states are, but in New York particularly, September 27th is the deadline for all healthcare workers to get vaccinated or they risk losing their job. They've stripped religious exemptions away. Medical exemptions are very hard to obtain. And they have just straight up told all these healthcare workers, all these professionals, all these great doctors who have tried so hard and have literally sacrificed their lives for all of us during COVID. Well, when the vaccine came out, they said, thank you for your service. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for saving thousands, maybe even millions of lives across the United States. But now we don't need you anymore. And if you want to stay, you better get vaccinated. It's just been the biggest slap in the face to all these healthcare professionals. It's been disgusting the way that they've treated them. Well, they took to the streets, they protested, they fought back. The numbers here in upstate New York have been growing. They've been growing in downstate New York. I know yesterday they had a massive protest in New York City. Just a few days ago, they had a huge 1,000 people attended a protest here in upstate New York, led by one of Rochester's most vocal activist Shannon Joy, who has a radio talk show every night at 9 p.m., 1180 WHAM. And you can also catch her on iHeartRadio. Shannon has been fighting so hard to fight against the medical tyranny that's been pushed upon our healthcare workers here in New York State. Well, she got the crowds going. She rallied the troops And that's what Shannon Joy does. And I can't applaud her and all of the healthcare workers who have fought so hard to finally force a federal judge to say, you know what? Hold on a second. Let's put the brakes on this thing. Let's just give it a minute to try to really decide if this is constitutional, to really take a look at whether legally we're even allowed to do this in the first place, which, to be honest, I don't think so. I think it's very unconstitutional. I think what they did to the children in school just a few years ago was extremely, extremely illegal. When they kicked all of these kids out of school because they forced them to either get fully vaccinated with all of the prior vaccines or they kicked them out of school. Well, 27,000 kids got kicked out of school here in New York State when Governor Cuomo pulled the religious exemption. A disgusting act of tyranny. But now we're seeing it all over again, not just on a federal level, but here locally on the ground with our healthcare workers. So huge win. New York judge halts healthcare vaccine mandates. And I couldn't be more pleased about this decision. So let me break this article down for you guys a little bit. For those of you who are unaware of what's going on here, I know a lot of you are sitting here thinking, Jesus Christ, I was just about to lose my job. Is my job safe right now? I know there's thousands of people in New York State who are trying to, they're wondering right now, am I safe? I mean, just September 27th is coming very quickly. I mean, right now, what are we? We're the 15th or the 16th, depending if my watch is correct. We're the 15th. And, you know, these people only have until September 27th to try to figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. My own sister included, who refuses to get vaccinated because she stands for medical freedom. So her, as well as thousands of others, are freaking out here. So what does this mean? What does this temporary halt mean? Well, as you know, a federal judge temporarily halts healthcare worker vaccine mandates in New York. Judge David Hurd of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York temporarily blocked a state mandate forcing medical workers to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. The order comes after a group of healthcare workers sued Governor Kathy Hochul and other state officials. The healthcare professionals argued their constitutional rights were being violated given the mandate did not allow religious exemptions. According to the order from Judge Hurd, who is leading the charge on halting the mandate, according to the order from Hurd, a Clinton appointee, by the way, the vaccine mandate is suspended in operation to the extent that the State Department of Health is barred from enforcing any requirement that employers deny religious exemptions from COVID-19 vaccination or that they revoke any exemptions employers already granted before the vaccine mandate issued. So they're basically saying you need to reinstate these religious exemptions. You guys are barred from denying them. And anybody that you already granted a religious exemption from, you need to reinstate. So huge win. The state of New York has until September 22nd. So that's just next week. The state of New York has until September 22nd to respond to the lawsuit in federal court. Now, what's interesting to know, reading through some of these comments here brought to us by townhall.com, one interesting comment that did stick out, and I'll throw this up on the comment cam here. One comment that did stick out is that the state will almost certainly appeal to the second court. If the decision is upheld, then there would be a conflict with the Seventh Circuit, which ruled the other way. So there's going to be a little bit of a legal war going on here in New York State between the different circuits and the different court of appeals, but we'll see which one will prevail. I'm praying for all of you healthcare workers out there. I'm praying that New York does the right thing for all of you and sets an example and leads the charge against medical tyranny, and that hopefully this sends a very strong message all the way up to the Biden administration and lets them know, too, that what they're doing is wrong. It's unconstitutional, it's illegal, it's unjust, and it's just a slap in the face to Americans nationwide, regardless of what you think about the pandemic. Our Constitution cannot take the back seat. I've been screaming about this for over a year now. It doesn't matter how serious of a situation we have. Doesn't mean that we don't have to take it seriously, but it doesn't mean that we put the Constitution on the back burner while our government decides to throw these ridiculous and tyrannical measures our way. Otherwise, we're just going to end up being Australia. So not only are they acting tyrannical, but we know that the CDC is contradicting themselves left, right, and center. And this doctor calls them out on that. COVID contradiction, chickenpox guidance exposes CDC's mixed messaging on vax, this one doctor said. So this Dr. Marty Makary, he's come on saying that the CDC's messaging has been absolutely illogical, completely illogical, and he's accusing the agency of ignoring natural immunity. And where has natural immunity been throughout this entire thing? Well, doctors are finally starting to come out and say, wait a second, this whole CDC nonsense with the COVID pandemic completely contradicts every other prior disease and how we've handled those in the past. We're being very contradictory right now. So Dr. Marty Makary says, listen, we've had enough of this. He's gone on to Clay Buchton. And he's gone on and he said, listen, if you had chickenpox as a kid, the CDC says you shouldn't get the chickenpox vaccine because you have natural immunity. So why doesn't the CDC say the same thing about those who already have COVID? So Marty Makary went on to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. So let's have a listen to this. I think it's a great message and something that the CDC really should start taking serious.
Now they have a chickenpox vaccine. I've never, to my knowledge, gotten the chickenpox vaccine because I had chickenpox as a kid. Is there an analogy there for people who maybe are thinking about the natural immunity angle? No one has ever argued to me, hey, you need to get the chickenpox vaccine, because I would just naturally respond, well, I had chickenpox when I was a kid. I know we don't know how long natural immunity from COVID lasts because this is still a novel virus in many ways. But is there an analogy there from a natural immunity perspective that we never really said to people, hey, you need to get a chickenpox vaccine, even though we have it now, if they had had it before? Is there an analogy there that makes sense to you as a doctor?
Absolutely. There's an analogy there. It's a direct analogy. And ironically, the CDC has on their website that if you had chickenpox, you should not get the chickenpox vaccine. It's like they have adopted the immune system to the Democrat Party for one virus, but not for another virus. It is absolutely illogical that they've ignored national immunity. It doesn't make sense with what they put out on chickenpox guidance.
So that's fascinating. So you're telling me, I didn't even know this. I would encourage you to write, and you may have written it, but if you haven't, that would be fascinating, I think, for a lot of people out there to read, like they have your other Wall Street Journal editorial pieces, which have been so good. So the CDC is giving directly contradictory advice as it pertains to the chickenpox vaccine and the COVID vaccine for people who have had those viruses earlier.
That's right. And they cherry pick the data to support whatever they've already decided. I don't know if you saw the study they put out on natural immunity out of Kentucky, but they
Yes, I read that.
And they said, oh, we did a study in Kentucky. Natural immunity doesn't work. You can't trust it. Well, they only looked at 2 months, even though they have 19 months of data. And they only looked at one state, even though they have 50 states of data. And it's, oh, interesting. The risk is slightly higher with vaccinated immunity of getting COVID, or sorry, natural immunity. They cherry picked the data. They salami sliced it, something we call fishing in statistical techniques. That is, you look for a tiny sliver of data that supports what you already believe.
So as you can see here, this doctor has come on to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, and he's basically saying, listen, guys, you can't, if you're going to present the data, you got to present all the data. You can't cherry pick the data and only focus on the last 2 months when we've ignored the last 18. You can't only focus on one state's data and take the worst parts of it and then scare the hell out of everybody and forget the other 49 states, which essentially is what the CDC is doing. So he raised a great point here, and he said, you know, on the CDC's website, it very clearly states that if you had chickenpox, you don't need the vaccine. It very clearly states it. If you had chickenpox, you don't need the vaccine. So why are we deciding to play by different rules for different viruses? I mean, I think it's very clear and apparent at this time that the chickenpox vaccine is way more effective than the COVID-19 vaccine, because people are still dying left, right, and center from coronavirus, and at alarming numbers, to be honest. But the CDC swears by it. They keep pushing it, and they're saying, under no circumstances do we want people to get out of taking it, even though they say that if you've had chickenpox, and chickenpox can be a very, very deadly virus for those of you who have never had the chickenpox before and don't have the vaccine and are at an older age. It can be very fatal, very similar to the flu, very similar to coronavirus. But for some reason, they want to just keep pushing this narrative. So it was really, it was great to see Dr. Makary go on and just kind of highlight the fact that the CDC is cherry picking the data and that they're not being completely honest and transparent in how they're presenting the material to the American people. But are you surprised? I mean, this has been going on for months now. We know there's a hidden agenda. And it's good to see that more and more doctors are now coming out and calling out Fauci and the CDC and highlighting the fact that they are, in fact, cherry picking the data. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back after this message. But we're going to take a look at AOC and how she's getting ripped for her ridiculous tax the rich dress stunt. She's now under fire. She has ethics committees now filing complaints against her, and how she's handling this and what she's saying and how she's victimizing herself now is going to blow you away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
All right, so big win here in New York State. We spent the first half of the show discussing the fact that a federal judge has ordered hospitals to halt requiring vaccine mandates for our healthcare workers, the same people, the same heroes who fought so hard for us throughout the pandemic, have now been getting slammed, shamed, tossed to the curb. And one federal judge says, we're not having that. We're not doing it. We're halting this whole thing because I want to know if this is constitutionally legal, ethical, moral, which I personally believe is none of the above. So a great little win. We'll see what happens. New York State has until September 22nd to respond to that court order. AOC is now under fire. I mean, listen, guys, she's got to be one of the dumbest Congress members in the United States right now. I mean, just when you thought she couldn't say anything dumber, she goes and blows us away on a daily basis, whether it's climate change, whether it's her socialist agenda, whether it's her constant attack on the rich, which is what she did while at an elitist party. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I saw the dress she wore. I'm sure you guys have all seen it by now, but AOC decided to go to the Met Gala, okay, the Metropolitan Gala, which is apparently the fashion show equivalent of the Oscars, which was just a couple days ago. AOC decides to go, and she goes wearing this dress that says tax the rich. I mean, I don't know what the hell she was thinking. Tickets to this thing were like $35,000 a pop. To get a table at the Met Gala, you had to spend $275,000. So you can imagine there's a lot of very rich people there. I mean, we're talking mega rich here. If you can drop $35,000 on a ticket, you're probably one of the people that AOC is slamming here with this dress. I mean, this is how absurd and obnoxious and just flat out stupid this congresswoman is. I don't know how she got elected. I will be amazed if she gets reelected, but not surprised, because we are talking about, you know, her district downstate, and it's some of the most liberal progressives in America right now, all in that one area. So I won't be surprised if she gets reelected, but it doesn't negate the fact that half the stuff that comes out of her mouth just blows me away. It blows my audience away. And here she is again, wearing this tax the rich dress to a very expensive elitist dinner where people paid $35,000. So obviously she got ripped for it. AOC got ripped for attending the elite Met Gala in her tax the rich dress. So exactly what are people saying about this? Well, they've taken to Twitter. They're disgusted with the situation, and a lot of people are just furious. So furious that we'll get into it in just a minute, but so furious over the situation that an ethics complaint has been filed against AOC over the Met Gala attendance. So she's getting ripped for it. The New York Post has reported, self-proclaimed socialist, by the way. I mean, listen, you don't get any more socialist than AOC, besides Bernie Sanders, okay? AOC and Bernie Sanders are leading the charge on the socialist agenda. You don't get any more socialist. I mean, she's a self-proclaimed socialist. So as the New York Post reports, self-proclaimed socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed early Tuesday that it was her responsibility. It was AOC's responsibility to attend the Met Gala. By the way, her tickets were free. Okay, so she was given free tickets to this gala and then wears this dress that basically just slaps everybody there in the face and says, I'm really here just to troll your ass. That's about it. Ultimate troll move. So she claims it was her responsibility to attend the Met Gala, as she was roundly ripped for wearing a couture tax the rich dress to the elite bash, where tickets cost at least $30,000. The maskless AOC, by the way, maskless, turned heads as she joined other left-wing leaders like Mayor Bill de Blasio at the exclusive New York bash late Monday, passing by a Black Lives Matter protest against the event taking place outside. So you've got a Black Lives Matter protest taking place right outside, where Democrat supporters of BLM, like Bill de Blasio and AOC, are also wearing outfits that blast the rich while also getting blasted by Black Lives Matter. So the whole thing's an absolute shit show before this thing even started. I mean, it was just a disastrous night to begin with. The attention was focused on all the wrong people and all the wrong topics. AOC justified wearing her dress by New York-based Aurora James, whom she hailed a substantially focused black woman immigrant designer, again, while BLM was outside blasting AOC on the way into the event, claiming they were there to kick open the doors at the Met. And before haters get wild flying off the handle, New York elected officials are routinely invited to and attend the Met due to our responsibilities in overseeing and supporting the city's cultural institutions for the public, AOC tweeted. So she's saying, hey, listen, guys, before you fly off the handle here, okay, before the haters fly off the handle, let me remind you that it is our responsibility in overseeing and supporting the city's cultural institutions for the public. So AOC is under a huge amount of scrutiny here. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking going to this thing. I mean, did she want to get her ass kicked? I mean, did Bill de Blasio, did they want to get beat up at this event? Do they never, ever want to get invited to another event again? It's just absolutely disgusting. Donald Trump Jr. then asked, what makes AOC a bigger fraud? The tax the rich dress while she's hanging out with a bunch of wealthy left-wing elites, or the lack of masks after spending the past 18 months as one of the biggest authoritarian mask Karens in the country? I don't know. It's a tough question. It's a tough question. So she's getting attacked, getting absolutely rinsed. Actor Michael Rapaport shared a similar message, tweeting, custom tax the rich dress while at the most elite event in the world. So unbelievably contradictive of AOC, complete hypocrisy, as she was given free tickets, by the way, to go to this event. So listen, AOC, she must have known it was coming. Okay, she must have known it was coming. The Ethics Committee is now filing a complaint against AOC over the Met Gala attendance. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Like, she went in there to make a cultural, to kind of put on a cultural responsibility show, going up against the very people that invited her there in the first place, promoting and flaunting her very socialist agenda, and she wonders why she's getting blasted over the whole thing. Well, now an ethics complaint is being filed against AOC. An ethics complaint is being filed against AOC for her ridiculous and very immature display that she put on the other night. So let's break this article down for you guys. An ethics complaint is being filed against AOC. I mean, did you expect anything less? The American Accountability Foundation, a conservative watchdog group, filed an ethics complaint against AOC for accepting free tickets, by the way. She accepts free tickets against or for the event, for the Met Gala, where she wore her custom white gown that read, Tax the Rich. The self-proclaimed socialist drew backlash on social media over attendance Monday at the lavish ball, where tickets go for at least $30,000 and tables priced at $275,000. So we just read how she's trying to justify it, how she's trying to basically get out of her disgusting act here of betrayal, by the way, towards these elitists who gave her free tickets in the first place by saying, I was there acting culturally responsible and it was my duty. No, AOC, it's not your duty to act like a total freaking jackass and go up against the very people that not only wanted to take this minute to help out and raise money for the Metropolitan Museum, but who also donate hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to charities every single year. And when you tax these people, when you actually tax these people, you're taking away their ability to continue to donate and contribute. So before socialists like Bernie Sanders and AOC and others run their mouth, they might want to look at how much money are these people donating every single year? How much are these elitists that they slam and shame? How much are they donating every single year? And let's not kid ourselves. It's not like AOC is sitting there freaking eating ramen noodles on her college dorm room floor anymore. Or in the back of the bar in between bartending shifts. I mean, she's making $175,000 a year. You know she's going to make a boatload of money on book deals. She's one of the most prominent, one of the most high-profile congresswomen in the United States Congress right now. So she stands to make a lot of money from all of this. And she will become extremely wealthy. AOC is actually going to become one of the very people, one of the very elitists that she goes around slamming. How is that going to look when she's now got her own net worth of tens of millions of dollars? You're still going to slam the rich, AOC? You're still going to be playing the socialist card? Because when you actually push your socialist agenda onto the rich, the first people to go or stand the most to lose money are the rich. And AOC stands to be one of these elitists one day. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. It's complete hypocrisy. It's complete double standards. And we know once AOC becomes the very elitist that she's slamming right now, watch how quickly she changes her socialist tune. Watch how quickly. So complete hypocrisy. AOC is being slammed. And here, this is the most hilarious part about it all. AOC complained on Instagram that she was criticized more harshly because she's a woman. So, I mean, this is like freaking the best part about the whole situation. Not how dumb she is. Not the fact that she wore a dress to an event that she was graciously given free tickets to then throw that back in their face with her stupid tax the rich dress. Not the fact that she's now getting an ethics complaint filed against her, but the fact that she's actually now trying to victimize herself and play the martyr. And she's saying, I've been attacked more harshly because I'm a woman, while wearing her $450 earrings and her $600 pair of shoes. So this is now AOC coming out and saying that, you know, I feel like I'm getting attacked more harshly because I'm a woman. I mean, AOC, really? I mean, listen, are you guys surprised? This is the Democrats' MO. They, if it's not the race card, it's the sex card. Well, AOC, if you're so happy to play the sex card, where were you during Governor Cuomo's 10, 11, whatever it was, sexual harassment charges? Where were you for these women then? We didn't see Me Too. We didn't see AOC. We didn't see a single Democrat come out and stand for these women during the Cuomo sex scandal, which ultimately got Cuomo to resign. But now all of a sudden, it's about sexism again. So the Democrats are very good at playing the sex card, the race card, only when they're under attack. Only when they personally are under attack or want to use it to get out of trouble. But when one of their own, Governor Cuomo, was getting rinsed by the right and the media for his sex scandals, she was nowhere to be found. So now she's under attack and she's playing the sex card. So Roger here says, a perfect example of irony. Perfect example. Attend an event where only the wealthy can attend and wear a dumb dress that says tax the rich. If she really believed that, she would pay more taxes without being asked to. But we all know she does. We all know she doesn't mean tax her or any of elites at this event. So it was a publicity stunt gone horribly, horribly wrong. Mary says she represents all the liberal turncoat of the Marxist regime. Yes, she does. Barbara says She looks like a child in older girl's body trying to be grown up, but failing terribly. Kathleen says she was criticized because she is a tone-deaf idiot. New York, wake up, send her back to 10 bar. It's exactly what needs to happen. So AOC is trying to get out of this whole thing now by claiming she's been harshly criticized because she's a woman. I mean, that's the deal. That's where we are right now in society. And it only seems to be a card that the Democrats play when they're under fire, But when Cuomo was under fire, you didn't hear them play it at all because they were trying to save one of their own. So completely hypocritical, completely just an epic failure on AOC's part. Who else is failing? Well, we also have heard a lot from General Milley lately. And if you don't know what's going on with General Milley and Donald Trump, let me bring you up to speed here. So General Milley, there was a book that recently came out that exposed General Milley for having private conversations with China, warning China about then-President Trump and saying, if Trump goes rogue and he decides to attack you, don't worry, I will let you know. So, complete treasonous act here. I mean, we have a general for the President of the United States, now having private phone calls with China, warning China of his own president. The most treasonous act one could ever display as a general. So the whole thing came to light here when a book titled Peril, authored by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, came out just recently. This book alleges that Milley in January called a secret meeting with Pentagon officials to direct them to not take orders from anyone, not even Trump. So Milley held a secret meeting with Pentagon officials to direct them to not take any orders from anyone, not even Trump, without his permission, because he saw the 45th president as a threat to national security. The book reportedly states Milley feared Trump could go rogue if he reaches a breaking point. So this is discussing our own freaking general, our own general who's supposed to be the president's most sacred right-hand man or woman that's going to protect the United States at all costs. Well, when you warn an enemy of ours or a potential enemy of ours, when you warn that country that we might attack you, and trust me, if we do, I'll let you know. I mean, there's no mistaking that for anything but treason. It's absolute treason. So Trump's fired back. Trump did not hold back in his response to the allegations, which said, if it was true, Milley would have committed treason. It's just, there's no two ways about it. Milley would have committed treason. And here's Trump talking on the phone, explaining that Milley called China behind Trump's back. Let's take a listen.
So, first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason, number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You were there. You knew what was happening in the White House. You have plenty of friends. You never heard the word China mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger on China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country, where they killed our soldiers. We left with embarrassment on our face. We left Americans behind, and we left $85 billion worth of the best equipment in the world that I bought because I was the one that rebuilt our military, and then Biden gave it away. For him to say that I was going to attack China is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and everybody knows it. And I have to tell you, I don't know if they have him on tape saying this, but I found Woodward and I found his cohorts to be extremely dishonorable people. That's why I didn't do an interview with him. I think he's highly overrated. This guy is one of the most overrated guys. He's a sleaze. But I did not ever think of attacking China. One other thing. I just read a report about a week ago where they said Donald Trump was the only president in decades that didn't start a war.
So that was Trump on Spicer and Company the other day defending his position. And he's saying, listen, I've never attacked China. And even if I, let's just say for a second, let's imagine for a second that this was in fact actually true. Let's imagine for a second that this was true. This would be treason. Is this where we are as a country right now, where we allow our generals to have private conversations with Pentagon officials behind presidents' back? Is this where we are as a nation, where it's acceptable to allow a general to contact a potential enemy of the state to warn them that we may attack them one day, or to let them know if my president ends up attacking you, I will let you know? How is he not being tried for treason right now? How is this not national, international news? And why isn't he in court? Why isn't he in court? Why aren't both sides, left and right wing media outlets, making an absolute spectacle of this situation? I'll tell you why. Because we are being governed here in the United States by the most corrupt administration this country has ever seen. I mean, that is where we are with this entire situation. It's corrupt. It's a fraudulent. It's an illegitimate administration. They cheat. They steal. They lie. They kill to get their way. Literally. They're the most unethical and dishonest and immoral administration I have ever witnessed in my lifetime. And I'm sure a lot of the older generation that have seen many presidents come and go before my lifetime saw, I think they'd agree. I think they'd absolutely agree that this is just, not only have we witnessed tyranny from the Biden administration, but we are now witnessing treason, and not a damn thing is being done by any of it. Why? Why isn't anything being done about any of this? And this is just what blows my mind on this entire situation. I don't understand it. It's disgusting. I know that Democrat states are getting away with these unconstitutional and illegal mandates. I get it. Governors are allowed to dictate what they want to their own states. If we don't like it, I guess we just got to move to a more free state like Texas or like Florida or South Carolina or Tennessee. South Dakota. Very few states in the country that are free anymore. If we don't like where we live in a Democrat state, we're just going to need to leave. Californians are probably going to end up leaving in droves, especially after the fact that Governor Newsom pretty much won the recall vote. I mean, by a landslide. It just goes to show how whacked out the people in California are. I mean, it's the liberal playbook of insanity out of California, written and led by Governor Newsom, which New York adopts. But on a federal level, you'd like to think that at least we get some sort of protection from our own administration, but we don't. Not only do we not get protection, it's completely the other way around. We're getting attacked. We're getting attacked unconstitutionally every single day, and we've seen it time and time again. And I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel until we get these tyrannical assholes out of office, because that's what they are right now. They are tyrannical assholes. And I mean that about every single one of them. So Donald Trump put out a press statement the other day, just absolutely destroying General Milley with this statement. I'm going to read it to you guys before we break. If the story of dumbass General Mark Milley, the same failed leader who engineered the worst withdrawal from a country, Afghanistan, in U.S. history, leaving behind many dead and wounded soldiers, many American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the newest and most sophisticated military equipment in the world, and our country's reputation is true, if all of that is true, then I assume he would be tried for treason. And that he would have been dealing with his Chinese counterpart behind the president's back and telling China that he would be giving them notification of an attack. You just can't do that. You can't do that. So if it was true, this would be treasonous and he should be tried for treason. The good news, however, Trump goes on to say in his statement, the good news is that the story is fake news concocted by a weak and ineffective general, together with two authors who I refuse to give an interview to because they write fiction. Not fact. Action should be taken immediately against Milley and better generals in our military, of which we have many. Should get involved so that another Afghanistan disaster never happens again. Remember, I was the one who took out 100% of the ISIS. Milley said it couldn't be done. For the record, I never thought of attacking China, and China knows that. The people that fabricated the story are sick and demented, and the people who print it are just as bad. In fact, I'm the only president in decades who didn't get us into a war. That's right. He's one of four presidents in U.S. history who didn't get the United States into a new war. If anything, he signed these peace treaty deals with the Middle East that Biden has completely gone and undone. And Lindsey Graham even goes as far to say that don't be surprised if we have another attack within the next couple years. Because, I mean, this is now where we are as a nation. We are probably the most vulnerable that we've ever been in a very, very long time. I just pray for the safety of the American people. I pray that we do start winning more local cases like New York State won yesterday. Federal judge has said, we're putting the brakes on these mandates. You're not doing it. I want to see if it's unconstitutional. Huge win here in New York State. And I think that's going to set the tone for other Democratic-run states to be like, you know what? This isn't right. Biden, thank you. You've gone too far. We'll take it from here. We're not interested in your opinion anymore. You do whatever you got to do in Washington. We're going to run our states ethically, morally, legally, and most importantly, constitutionally. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show, or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.